Rita Cosby. You know, when I heard this story, not only does it touch my heart because, as many of you know, my father was a Polish resistance fighter. He was a prisoner of war in World War II who was saved by American troops. And my father is so proud of his service to Poland and fighting for Poland and literally fighting for freedom in World War II and the Warsaw Uprising. But this story tonight, and it's an amazing event that's taking place. It's at the Museum of Jewish Heritage, which is just such a powerful, important location. If you haven't been there, make sure you go there. It's 36 Battery Place in New York City in Lower Manhattan. And tonight, the Polish Cultural Institute and also the Museum of Jewish Heritage are going to be leading a discussion about a new book. It's called The Auschwitz Volunteer. And the discussion is going to be led by Professor Timothy Snyder. He's from Yale University. He's the author of a great book, a best-selling book called Bloodlands, Europe Between Hitler and Stalin. And this particular book about the Auschwitz Volunteer is just an incredible story. I think one of the true heroes of World War II. And when you hear what a Polish captain, this is a Polish home army captain did, think about this, volunteering to go into Auschwitz in World War II so he could provide intelligence for the Polish home army and for others about the horrible atrocities that were taking place inside. I mean, you just think it is nothing short of courageous and heroic. And what he did and the valuable reports that he put out. Well, the third first-hand and very comprehensive report that was written by this Polish Army captain in 1945 is being published in this incredible new book. And again, it's called The Auschwitz Volunteer, Beyond Bravery. It's an event tonight, 7 o'clock, at the Museum of Jewish Heritage. If you get a chance, please go by. It is going to be one of the most moving experiences to hear the stories of a true hero, a worldwide hero. It's free with a suggested donation, so I heavily encourage everybody to come on out and, again, to go see this incredible museum. And joining us to talk about, I think, just one of the most stunning and important stories of World War II is Professor Timothy Snyder from Yale University. How are you, Professor Snyder?
Delighted to be here. Thank you.
You know, Professor Snyder, when I heard this story, and of course it touches me very personally, and I think many of our listeners, when you hear the story and you think of the guts of what was happening to Poland in World War II, here they're, you know, they've got the Nazis coming in, they've got, of course, you know, the Soviets, the Russians coming in, and then they're dealing, you know, with the height of everything that's happening and trying to make sense. My father was talking about sort of getting bits and pieces of what was happening. And he was telling me the story of a journalist. It was a Polish journalist who was taken to a place called Auschwitz and came back and was never the same. So Auschwitz was this mysterious place at first. They didn't know what was going on. Of course, they got more information. But you hear of now this incredible story of this captain in the Polish Home Army who I just think did one of the most courageous, incredible things ever. Tell us about what he did.
Well, the word you use, Rita, mystery, is very good because nothing had ever been established before in the history of the world. And this is a point that this captain, his name was Witold Pilecki, made in his report. There had never been anything like this. In the summer of 1940, Pilecki's colleagues, his comrades in arms, began to disappear. They were disappearing to this place called Auschwitz, but no one knew what it was. Poland, as you say, at that point, was divided. It had been occupied from the east, where Pilecki himself was from, by the Soviets. Soviet Union had been occupied from the west by Nazi Germany. There were concentration camps on both sides. Educated people were being killed on both sides. Pilecki volunteered to go to Auschwitz in September of 1940 to find out what was happening. That itself was extraordinary. More extraordinary still is that he remained for almost 3 years and, as you say, wrote reports which were smuggled back about what was happening. And then in the end, in 1945, wrote the remarkable document that we have today, which chronicles the three major phases of Auschwitz. Auschwitz as a concentration camp to punish Poles, Auschwitz as a death camp where Soviet prisoners of war were killed, and then Auschwitz as a death facility for Jews.
You know, it's interesting because so many people, of course, hear the horrible atrocities that happened as the death camp for Jews, but don't realize that at the beginning it was really for resistance fighters and other people and opposition, you know, to the Nazis, really. Really?
There's no way to understand Jewish history without Polish history, and there's no way to understand Polish history without Jewish history. If you want to have the report of someone who was in Auschwitz for 3 years, who wrote very eloquently, among other things, about the suffering and the extermination of Jews, then one has to accept that this report came from, as you say, a Polish Home Army officer. The experience was one which was Polish in one way and Jewish in a different way. Poles and Jews were there together.
You know, it's interesting, too. You know, you think of 3 years. I went there. I went to Auschwitz with my father a couple of years ago, which as many people, if you have not been, it is one of the most sobering experiences you will ever go through going there, you know, because much of the structures are still standing. And it's just so shocking. You know, I don't think anyone said a word the whole time. It was so emotional. And when you see what he went through, think about the courage and some of the recollections. What were some of the most powerful things that he reported on during those 3 years? And to think of voluntarily going is incredible.
I think courage is a wonderful choice of words. I mean, when we think of the history of the war, as the war drifts away from us in time, we can forget about the sheer physical courage that was involved in a choice like this, a choice to go inside, which was a kind of form of martial courage, but then the decision to stay, the moral courage to remain and to try to document what had happened, and then also the kind of institutional courage to try to build up a resistance organization inside the camp, which is what Pilecki was also doing. All of that together is quite extraordinary. And then we say 3 years, and it takes us just a second to say 3 years. But imagine 3 years, day after day after day.
Incredible. And he escaped, too, right? He got out.
He escaped. He escaped precisely because there was an organization inside the camp. He made it out in 1943. He rejoined the Polish resistance. And then, like your father, he was a major figure in the Warsaw Uprising in 1944.
You know what I think is so heartbreaking is he goes through all of this. You know, you think, and I asked my father, after going through as a prisoner of war and everything, you would think the last thing he'd want to do is fight. My father then joined the Second Corps, the British Second Corps, you know, the Polish Second Corps under the British Army, and continued fighting. And in this story, it's incredible what Pilecki does. He, you know, after all of this, then he returns to Poland as a spy for the Polish government in exile, supporting anti-communist organizations. This is after the war. This is incredible. And then yet he, at this point, he gets tortured and tried, right?
Yeah. So just to get the chronology straight, 1943, he escapes from Auschwitz. 1944, he fights in the Battle of Warsaw, the Warsaw Uprising. He's a very important officer there. He manages to get out of the country. In 1945, he's in Italy with elements of the Polish army. And again, he volunteers. He volunteers to go back into a Poland which has become communist and to send back reports to the Polish government in exile about what's going on. He's arrested, he's tortured, and he's show tried. And his defense in the show trial I find very interesting. His defense was that he was simply doing his duty.
Well, I mean, it's so, I think, incredibly inspiring. Some of the words, by the way, described of this new book, and again, I hope everybody gets it. It's called The Auschwitz Volunteer Beyond Bravery. It's an event, as I mentioned, tonight at the Museum of Jewish Heritage right here in New York, 36 Battery Place. I think it's going to be one of the most moving and important presentations that you'll ever see. It's at 7 o'clock tonight. I encourage everybody to come on out. This book, too, that you'll be talking about, Professor Snyder, about him, people are saying it's one of the most important, you know, sort of pieces of documents and accounts, comparing it to accounts of Elie Wiesel. How important, as someone who studied this period of history, do you believe Pilecki's work is?
Yeah, it's extraordinarily important, as you say, because it's not so much a book as simply the translation of his report. Just before he went back to Poland in 1945, just before he went back to work as a spy on the inside of a repressive system for the second time, he wrote down everything he could remember of Auschwitz. And so this is a report which is not a novel from later on. It's not historical research based upon sources. It is itself one of the major sources about Auschwitz. So anyone who takes Auschwitz seriously, or anyone who believes that Auschwitz is a major part of the history of the West or the history of the world, now must look at this document, because it offers us a day-to-day account from one of the most informed and, as you say, courageous sources possible.
It really is extraordinary. Well, again, I encourage everybody to come on out. Professor Timothy Snyder, thank you so much, and so great to have you on the show. I hope everybody gets this book, The Auschwitz Volunteer, Beyond Bravery, about Witold Pilecki. And also, more importantly, if you can, come on out tonight to the Museum of Jewish Heritage in just a few hours from now at 7 o'clock. It's 36 Battery Place, right in Battery Park. And if you have not gone to that museum, it's such an incredible place and a certain important place for history. And I think this book and these words by Pilecki, this firsthand reporting, is one of the most critical reports, I think, historically. And a powerful message we can never forget. And we also have to remember the incredible heroes of World War II.